Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. It is a sports weekend, a football Friday into a delicious Saturday, right? Away we go. And then obviously a countdown to kickoff on Sunday. Lots to get to here on the weekend edition. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, after the quick little opening here, we'll get him in here for the full hour, fresh off a first touch. Outstanding job today out of Tyler and Nico as we paid attention to the world of soccer for the preceding hour. Away we go. You know, here's where I want to start. My God, Dan Quinn, kick a field goal, would you please, last night? My God, kick a field goal. No, you want to go for it. You know, Riverboat Gambler. He and Dan Campbell, two great coaches who are just, they lose their mind. They absolutely lose their mind. So the Commanders coming back to earth. That's two losses within 6 days, right? Got picked off by the Steelers. And then they head on the road last night, and they got a steady dose of Jalen Hurts and obviously Saquon Barkley. He is outstanding running back, and away we go. So Philly starting to flex their might a little bit in the NFC East. Washington regresses a little bit, but listen, the Commanders getting to the playoffs. They're going to make some noise. We shall see. Showdown weekend, Buffalo and Kansas City up in Orchard Park, New York. Then we'll get a little dose of the Ravens and the Steelers, which I think will be a delectable couple of games on Sunday. So we look forward to that. And then the Juan Soto sweepstakes. And here's the good news out of the NBA. Finally, and you can say what you want about Adam Silver. You really can. I know he looks like E.T., but he's a hell of a commissioner. He really and truly is. I mean, they're going to get a newfangled all-star break, and nice to see it because it's going to be in the Bay Area. And here's what they're looking at, and that is a four-team NBA midseason little mini tournament, like a Final Four, and I love it. Eight-member teams, throw them out there, let them play for something, make it interesting instead of this godforsaken, 183 to 179 that nobody cares about. I've gone to two All-Star games, NBA, L.A. and Houston, and I think I fell asleep at both. I mean, seriously, it was Queen Latifah coaching the Celebrity All-Star game in Houston was the biggest thrill of the weekend. And in L.A., it was a snooze fest. They don't play defense. It's not basketball. It's just an up and down the court, a little shooting contest. So I like what the NBA is doing. NHL's kind of done the same thing as well. All right, lots to get to. Tyler's got it teed up. We're going to spend a lot of time in Dallas.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back on Sports Weekend. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. We're going to be joined by Zaid Hussain. He is in Dallas. Giovanna Scroggins en route to AT&T as well, home of the Cowboys and home of the Big 12 championship game coming up here next month. Let's get to it. Tyler is ready to go. Let's get Zaid in here. Zaid, welcome aboard. Marty and Tyler here on a football Friday into a sports weekend. How are you, Zaid?
Doing great, Marty. Can't complain. I am en route to AT&T Stadium for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. Biggest spectacle of the year, as we've been talking about for a while. I don't know if you got to peep yesterday's weigh-in where Tyson smacked Jake Paul. I don't know if that's just to, you know, have a little bit more ratings or if this is for real.
Here's what I know. There is a palpable buzz on this fight. I really didn't think it was going to come around to this, but there was a buzz. And Tyler, I don't know, you're down in South Florida. Are you feeling the buzz down there? Because I'm telling you right now, there's a buzz with this fight, and I'm stunned, to be honest. And the numbers they're throwing out there in terms of attendance, Netflix, and just the overall revenue, it's an absolute, this is unbelievable. Tyler, give me a quick hit and then tee it up for Zaid. Let me hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of buzz around it. And, you know, say what you want about Jake Paul, one thing that he certainly is a marketer. And he is amazing at making these things. I mean, it's impossible. You cannot look anywhere and not see something going on about this fight. Zaid mentioned the slap at the weigh-in. I'm calling it right now. That is all for show, probably planned. But, you know, I'm excited. It's just, it's so weird to see, you know, a 27-year-old in his athletic prime, most likely on steroids, fighting a, you know, 58-year-old Mike Tyson. But we'll see what's going to happen. I'll tell you what, I'll certainly be tuning in.
Zaid, give us a quick hit. What do you think? The buzz around this fight, what do you think unfolds tonight? Let me hear.
You know, something that's very, very interesting to me, Marty, is the odds makers here. They priced this line at Jake Paul as over a 3-to-1 favorite when this bout was first announced. Jake Paul is now minus 175. So he went from being a massive favorite to now only, you know, just above a 1.5-to-1 favorite here in this spot. And the thing that's weird is a lot of people are betting on Jake Paul as well. So it's not like money's coming in on Tyson because it's not that much. And the odds makers are bringing this down and down and down. And I feel like everyone that's betting on Jake Paul may be in for a rude awakening if Mike Tyson could get him out of there in the first couple rounds.
That's going to be interesting. Set the format. 10 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves. Do I have that part of it right? Kind of set the scene for us as you're live in Dallas tonight.
Yeah.
Ready for the 8 rounds?
Yes, 8 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves. Normally in that weight class, it's supposed to be around 10-ounce gloves. They made it 14-ounce gloves for this bout. And AT&T Stadium, sold-out crowd. the arena looks beautiful. I already see it before I got in, and it's going to be bumping in there. I mean, you have a co-main event with Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, two of the best women in boxing, fighting each other in another super fight. So this card itself is really, really good. Overall, on Netflix, it's going to be for free, and I'm sure everybody's going to tune in for tonight's fights, especially that it's being on Netflix.
Zay, can I ask you a quick question? Do you think that these shortened rounds benefit Tyson, or will they benefit Jake Paul in the end? Because this is obviously not the standard format that we're used to.
Yeah, 100% benefit Tyson. I mean, Tyson's a guy, like you said, that's at 58 years old. The less time in the ring, the better for him, because after about the third, fourth round, his legs will start to go. You'll see it. He won't be able to move around as much. He's going to have his chance in rounds 1, 2, and 3. And after that, his legs are going to go. I like to compare this guy to Rocky VI. And I know we don't really compare movies and sports, but Rocky VI. Rocky came out of retirement to fight the reigning defending champion of the world. And this is a Mike Tyson, 58 years old, doing the same thing. And we'll see if he got bricks in his glove like Rocky. Who knows?
Here's what I know, Zayd. And, again, Marty Terrell along with Zayd Hussein, Tyler Levine. We're live in Dallas with Zayd Hussein being on scene for the fight, going to a wedding this weekend in Los Angeles. Took a detour from Chicago to Dallas. And I appreciate you, Zayd. You do a great job for us. You know, this fight survived some things that many fights can't survive, and that's a cancellation from July 20th, a postponement. Tyson bleeding ulcer on a plane, serious health. Normally when fights get stopped for health, you never see him again. This one emerges, and I'm not saying he wasn't ill, because he was. It's been verified and documented. I'm stunned that this fight has really kind of gone against the tide of a postponement, which is usually the death knell. And this thing's gained more momentum. Are you surprised at that as well? Let me hear.
You know, I think in the beginning people wanted to, you know, bring down the fight due to the age and due to everything about it. But at the end of the day, people are interested in spectacles. They're interested in big events. And that's what this is. This is on Netflix. This is free for every single person in the world. I mean, everybody has Netflix. So people want to see this event. They want to see if Mike Tyson still has it. And I think everyone's going to tune in. It's going to do record-breaking numbers, and it's going to be a spectacle. I can't wait to see what happens, guys. I really cannot wait to see.
It's going to be, it's just going to be interesting. You know, you have to talk about this because it's just reality, but, and you referenced the wagering on this, legal or otherwise. Is this this to me, a Friday night in November, we're leading into a holiday weekend. I thought the July date was kind of ill-timed to begin with. Who the hell cares about a fight July 20th? People are at the beach, in the ocean. They're opening up the cabin. They're traveling. They're doing the summer things. They don't care about a fight. The timing on this is much better. How about from a legal wagering standpoint, props? How have they formatted this bout?
Yes, I've talked to many odds makers out in Vegas, some with MGM, some with Circa. And they're saying that this is one of the biggest boxing fights of the year. It's trending to be the biggest boxing fight of the year, betting-wise. And, you know, books are saying if there's money coming in on Tyson, that it's coming in on Tyson to win early in round 1, 2, and 3. And the money on Jake Paul is just pouring in. So, for me, I look at it like if Mike Tyson wins in round 1 or 2, it's going to be a horrible result for the books. And many books have said that. And, you know, if Jake Paul wins, they probably get smoked too. This is a spot where a Jake Paul knockout would fare well for the books, and a Jake Paul by decision would probably fare a little bit well as well.
Zayd, I have a question for you in regards to the Netflix aspect of this, because we saw with, you know, not, it's not sports related, kind of is, the Tom Brady roast on Netflix did record numbers. This fight, I'm almost guaranteeing will have the highest numbers of all time. Are we going to start seeing a shift into this, you know, live streaming on Netflix where it's, you know, pretty much, it's essentially anybody, everybody's going to watch this fight. Everyone has Netflix. It's so popular. Is this going to be almost a precedent setter moving forward for these huge events, whether it's fights or, you know, like we've seen with Amazon, with Thursday Night Football? Are you sensing a shift in how things are broadcasted?
Yes. Yes, this is going to be the gold standard moving forward. We're going to see a ton of events, live events especially, on Netflix. We saw WWE ink a deal with Netflix to have Monday Night Raw now coming onto Netflix starting next year. I think we're going to see a lot more live events, a lot more sporting events on Netflix. And like you said, I can guarantee this is going to be the most watched thing on Netflix of all time, 100%. You can mark my words on that.
And Netflix has got two games on Christmas, NFL. So, Tyler, you're exactly right. This is, and you guys are both right. This is here to stay. Amazon, Netflix, you can forget your over-the-air networks because they're not going to bid anymore. And once Bezos gets involved, Amazon is going to take it to a whole nother level. Streaming is here to stay and go, for good, rather. Here's where I want to go with you. What is it going to be for the on-site people who belly their way through the turnstiles at AT&T Stadium in Irving, Texas tonight? Are they getting a good shake? Is there disastrous bad seats, 60, 70, 80 bucks? And then you got the blue bloods down near ringside for anywhere from 20 to 30 to God only knows how many hundred, you know, thousands of dollars people are peeling out of their bank accounts to watch this fight. Give us a scene setter in terms of the layout. Is there just going to be a lot of bad seats like the Final Four in basketball? Let me hear.
You know, normally I would say yes, but I think this is an example of you know, using the Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium, as a spot that can host a great boxing event, and most seats in-house will have a good viewing of it because it being right in the middle, and even if you're sitting in section 200 or 300, you're going to have a good view of the ring. And if you're not, you're going to be able to look at the Jumbotron to have, you know, the best view possible as well. There was a seat, Marty, that was sold for $2 million cage side. $2 million. It's a special VIP fan seat that a couple purchased, which is very interesting to me. I'm shaking my head at that one. I don't
That's
know
insane. $2
million on one night.
Hey, we know this. There's people that just have too much money. They don't know what to do with it. Zayd, good job out of you, buddy. Have a good trip to L.A. after the fight. We look forward to the post-game analysis, post-fight analysis. We'll double back with you on Monday. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments.
In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, sports coming out of America's Sports Weekend. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. Love having Tyler on. Did a great job with First Touch. That'll play twice over the weekend. You soccer aficionados, you're in good hands with Tyler and Nico. And away we go. Tyler, let's go back to last night's game. Then I want to double back to what you talked about with streaming and Netflix, because, I mean, this very network sports byline. Yeah, we have terrestrial affiliates. Yeah, we have iHeart, which is streaming. We have TuneIn Radio. We have Simple Radio, American Forces, which is terrestrial, land-based, and sea-based, and overseas radio outlets for the Armed Forces Radio Network. But I will tell you right now, I'm going to say 80% of our audience is streaming. It's the newfangled way. I mean, I listened, look, a radio in the car. No, I sync up Spotify, Netflix, whatever. Satellite radio, whatever it is. I just, you get in the car, it automatically engages and away we go. So we'll get back to that in a moment, but my God, Commanders, what is Dan? You asked me this earlier today. What was Dan Quinn thinking? I mean, what is he doing?
I said this to you on the phone. I said he out Sirianni'd Sirianni, and right. You replied, that's pretty hard to do. And I agreed. I cannot possibly understand that decision. You are down two, and I believe this happened in the fourth quarter. I believe. I'll double check that. You can take the lead in the fourth quarter with a 30-yard field goal. And it's not like their kicker was doing what Jake Elliott did last night, which is miss field goals and extra points left and right.
Right.
It's honestly perplexing. Like I don't think I've ever seen that before. Honestly, I've seen teams do something like that maybe when they're down seven, and they don't think there's enough time to maybe get two possessions, and they go for it. But like, dude, how is that a decision that's being made? And that changed the entire game because. The Eagles get the ball back, and then they go and score that drive. Interception, another touchdown right after that. Commanders score a touchdown, and then it's too late. It's just absolutely insane. I'm pulling it up here. It was fourth and two at the Philadelphia 26 with 8 minutes left in the game. 8 minutes left in the game, you can take the lead, where essentially if you get a stop and a long possession, the game's over. Like, that's it. And well, it's not like – and Philly's kicker had been sucking too, so – it's like, it's crazy.
Well, not only that, if you play the tape forward, they got outscored by 12 in the quarter. And you had Elliott miss an extra point on the touchdown. So look at that. That 3 points is absolutely huge. I don't care what anyone says. You lose by eight, you cut it to five. And you can look at it that way, or just look at contextualize it where it took place. It was a big, 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 big mistake. I don't care what he says. It's a big mistake. So listen, I think if you look at the Commanders the rest of the way, they're going to be hard pressed. I'm telling you, they don't sneak up on anybody anymore, Tyler. This is two losses in a row. And, Quinn, I think, brain cramp last night. Where do you go with the Commanders right now? I mean, I think they're on the bubble. I think you're going to see them on the bubble. It's not going to be a lock. It's a talented team, but I'm telling you right now, they're gonna drift towards the bubble. You wait and see. Let me hear.
I think they have 3 wins straight coming up. Home versus the Cowboys, home versus the Titans, going to New Orleans and facing the Saints. They then play the Eagles again at home, right. Followed up by the Falcons and the Cowboys. So in terms of strength of schedule, I'd have to imagine for the rest of the season, they have one of the easier schedules. I do expect them to be a playoff team regardless. I expect, hopefully, Dan Quinn as a coach learned from this moment. I think these are, these are good situations. It's good for Jaden Daniels that he had these two losses now because it brought him back down to earth a little bit. And I think the expectations have kind of dropped off a little bit now as well. And people have kind of humanized him and, but not been talking about him like he's the best quarterback in the league. And I think that that's good to alleviate some pressure in the long run for him. And to be honest, if they make the playoffs, no matter what happens, getting your team, getting this team in specific to the playoffs as a rookie quarterback is an amazing feat. And you know, they've had, regardless of what happens the rest of the way, an unbelievable season in my eyes.
No, no doubt. Listen, you know what I don't like? I don't like the soft schedule because it looks soft on paper. I'd rather them have a tougher schedule, to be perfectly frank with you. You want to be battle tested. I'm not saying you want to play, you know, the iron of the league, you know, the 49ers and, you know, these other top tier teams and the Eagles every other week. But I don't like the soft schedule. I think it hurts them. You agree with that at all? I do.
100%. I mean, their schedule to begin with, if you just pull it up, like they don't really play too many. Like good, they didn't and won't play too many good teams this season. So that's something to look into going into next year. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm looking here. You know, they played the Bucs, who are somewhat decent. The Cardinals, who I think are a good team. The Bengals, who, you know, despite where they're at now, I do think have a good roster. And the Ravens. And other than that, obviously they're going to play the Eagles twice here, no matter what. But other than that, like Titans, Saints, Bears, Panthers, Browns. You know, this isn't, I'm not surprised that they're 7-4. If they weren't 7-4, they would just be terrible. So, but, you know, let's see. This is something to keep your eye on, not to look too far ahead going into next season. Regardless of how they finish, they had a pretty easy road to the playoffs here, and I would expect them to get there for that reason alone.
I'm going
to
put them on the bubble, and here's why. The Lions are going to win that division, the NFC North, and the Vikings and Packers are going to be very much in a wild card hunt. The Commanders will be there. I mean, I'm not even saying the Commanders can't win the NFC East. They can. Will they? Probably not. But then you've got the Falcons, and, you know, I don't think we're going to say, I don't know about the Buccaneers. I don't like where they are. But you got the Cardinals, 49ers, and Rams out west, and even the Seahawks. So, hey, you know what we know about the NFL? It goes down to the last 2 weeks of the season,
yep.
Right? We're going to sit there. We're going to look at
they
the last 2 weeks.
They can only afford one loss if they want to make the playoffs, in my eyes. You know, they can drop one of these remaining, what, six games here if they want to make the playoffs, in my opinion.
That would put them at 12-7. No, 12-5. No, I'm going to give them two. I think they can go 11-6 and still get in. 12 would cement it, though. I agree with you. 12 would cement
it. To make it a mortal lock is kind of what I was going with.
I would agree. I would agree with that. All right, let's look ahead to the weekend here. You know, I look at the Bears. I mean, they're 4-5. They're just a weird, weird team in that division. Top to bottom, I do think it's the best division in the certainly the NFC, but I think in all of football. But look, the Packers, right now they're trailing both the Lions and Vikings, and they're going to go into Soldier Field as a prohibitive favorite. Are the Bears going to get off the map, get off the mat here and jump up and bite them, or do you like Green Bay? Let me hear.
You know, this is a tricky one. And, I saw a clip that was just talking about Caleb Williams and that, you know, the guy was saying, if Caleb Williams isn't throwing an interception a game, that's a problem. And at first you hear that and you think that's crazy. But it's been a real issue with them. They're being too conservative with him. And I'm curious if getting rid of Waldron, the offensive coordinator, is going to kind of allow them to kind of just think to themselves, like, look, we're 4-5 here. There's nothing to lose. Let's go out there and play loose, take some risks, throw some balls deep. And I think if they play that way, if they can kind of loosen up as a team, they stand a chance for sure. They're 4-1 at home. Which is great. The only problem is the Packers are 3-1 away. But there's also something to be said here and why I'm leaning with the Packers. The Packers have dominated the Bears forever now. And they're not going to want to lose this game because there's something about having that upper hand on someone that feels good. Like, these guys can't beat us. They know they can't beat us. They're going to be nervous to beat us. The fans are going to be nervous the whole game. And things aren't going particularly well for the Bears. So I am going to roll with the Packers here, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears put up a fight, but it all comes down to Eberflus and if he decides to actually coach football and not just stand there on the sidelines like a moron.
I think it's a really, really tricky spot for Green Bay. I think one of these weeks the Bears are going to find a way to put it together. It wasn't last week. It wasn't the week before when they laid an egg against the Cardinals. Did not show. Interesting to see, no question about it. What I do, though, I think Kansas City's getting their first loss. Look at the Bills have scored almost 300 points. I mean, this offense, when they crank it up, look out. You know, there's a lot of talk about, obviously, Kansas City. And whoever said it on this show, whether it was you or someone else, the Chargers are the real deal, dude. The LA Chargers are the real deal. And they've been banged up. They get healthy,
yep.
Look out. They are very, very, very
Brock
live.
Hines brought that up, and honestly, I hadn't really thought about it, and because there's so much talk about the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bills, the Chargers are sneaky. I mean, their defense, I was looking after that show, I went and actually really dug into the numbers on their defense. Their defense is legit. And Justin Herbert is a good quarterback. They have a good 1-2 punch with Edwards and Dobbins. McConkley has provided, you know, proven to be a very good receiver option. Quentin Johnson turned it around a little bit this year. The Bengals have to watch out this week. I'm going to tell you that right now. They do, because their defense is terrible and their offense has shown that they can, you know, kind of get stumped and kicked in the teeth.
Chargers have the best defense in the league. They've only allowed 118 points. Say what you want. A lot of people don't like him. I love Harbaugh. Harbaugh, you know what? He's quirky. He's weird. He buys $8 chinos. You know what I know? The guy's a winner.
I'm wearing my Michigan shirt right now, baby.
I know. I saw you right on the camera. And I'll tell you, you know, the guy's a winner. And they're going to be a factor. They're going to be a huge force in that AFC West. And that's saying a lot, because Kansas City obviously is going for the three-peat. So it's going to be interesting. All right, Gina Von Escroggins coming up in mere moments. I got to tell you about Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 down. Right to you. The minute that mortgage gets approved at Rocket Mortgage at rocketmortgage.com, they're going to set you up with $10,000 to defray those closing costs. All right, this promotion's ongoing. And Rocket Mortgage. So check it out, rocketmortgage.com. Proud sponsors here of Sports Weekend here on Sports Byline. All right, when we come back to Giovanna Scroggins, she's making her way to AT&T, but she's got the plum assignment of the weekend. She really does. She's got Boston College SMU, and you can tell me all you want about the ACC and it's watered down, and you got weird teams, Stanford, and you got Cal, and you got some real quirky stuff. Hey, look, that's the college football landscape. What you have right now in Dallas-Fort Worth is a great matchup. SMU-BC should be there tomorrow night. Coming back on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
act responsibly.
All right, back here on Sports Weekend, presented by American Premium Vodka, APV. When you go to the bar, you go to the tavern, just say, serve me up a nice APV, American Premium Vodka. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, we are brought full circle here with Giovanna Scroggins. She, like Zaid Hussein, is down in Dallas, Irving, Texas, and she is, if not at or close to the proximity of tonight's fight. Giovanna, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Marty?
We're doing great. Tyler with us as well. I want to start, though, before we get to the boxing and some of the other stuff. I'm telling you, everyone, you got the plum assignment tomorrow. Boston College not going to use Castellanos at quarterback. Nearly a 3-touchdown underdog. BC would make their season if they can corral the ponies and knock off the SMU Mustangs. Great game tomorrow night, at least on paper, perhaps. ESPN will have it tomorrow night from Gerald Ford Stadium off of Mockingbird in Dallas. SMU and Boston College, let's start off right there. What do you got for us? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Mustangs are hot right now, and this is low-key a revenge game for SMU. I mean, Boston College came in there and beat SMU in their bowl game in December of last year. So SMU is looking for revenge from that bowl game, and also they're hot. Boston College not looking too good. Their record currently at 5-4. So I think, you know, SMU has revenge on their mind, and with their hot hand right now, I think they're going to go in and win big at home.
Yeah, a little footnote on that win, though, by Boston College. I think it was in the Fenway Bowl at Fenway Park, was it not?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, on a very, very dreary day. And I actually, as goofy as that sounds, I watched that game start to finish, and away you go. Tyler, take it away for Giovanna.
Yeah, I mean, I think SMU is going to cover this spread at 17.5 for those exact reasons. I think that the when you factor in revenge, and especially considering they're 8-1 and on the premise of the college football playoff, I think they're going to smoke them. Giovanna, I wanted to ask you specifically, SMU currently at 14th, they don't particularly have any real good games, you know, tough opponents coming up at home versus Boston College. They go to Virginia and they finish the season off at home versus Cal. What do you place their odds at in terms of getting the playoffs? Do you think they're going to squeak in here?
Now, if we're strictly talking about football and being a great team, 100%. But unfortunately, you know, with the committee and how politics and conference kind of plays a role in those college football playoffs, SMU, the chances, obviously going against Virginia next week and then California with their final game, their chances, even if they went out, I don't think those games are competitive enough in order for them to get in that top 12. Now, should they be? 100%. But even coach for the Mustangs, Rhett Lashley, came out and said in a press conference, like, it is unfortunate that sometimes the strength of schedule and the conference that you're in plays a huge role into how you make it into the college football playoffs outside of just how you play good football as a team.
Yeah, SMU could be this year or last year's Florida State. And when it was only 4, Florida State was 5, and they were on the outside looking in. And then they got absolutely smoked by Georgia, just got crushed. So, but listen, what path do you see? Is it just win out and then win the ACC title game? I mean, they got a huge lift when Miami got picked off last week.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. Win out, finish your season strong. Hopefully you'll be sitting at 10-1 with the ending the season, and then also get to the ACC championship. I think that's a huge accolade for this team, being there in their first year in the ACC, get to the ACC championship, and then win the ACC championship. I think with those three things, they have a very strong case in getting in a 12-team playoff.
Hey, one more real quick. I'll let Tyler jump back in. They did it too with a quirky quarterbacking situation with Stone and Jennings. Let's clarify that. Those guys handled it well. Has that quarterbacking situation kind of unclouded itself, if you will, for the lack of a better way? I mean, it looks like it's Jennings' team, right?
Yes, 100%. I think Preston Stones understands his role now, especially seeing how Kevin Jennings not only plays good football, but how he rallies this team and how he explodes this offense. Stone knows what type of quarterback he is. I think he is a great quarterback. However, I just don't think he fits in with this offense, or if he doesn't fit in, I think Jennings fits in a little bit better over Stone, which I think is the right call. And that's why, you know, the scores and the games are clear with how they end right now.
All right, Giovanna, you are going to be at AT&T Stadium tonight for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. who do you got in this fight? The odds makers have Jake Paul as a -175 favorite. There's been a lot of discussion online. You know, Mike Tyson's 58, Jake Paul's 27, but it's Tyson. We just saw online two $500,000 bets were placed at DraftKings on Jake Paul money line. Who are you backing in this fight tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the Netflix countdown to this fight. I was looking forward to this fight before it was rescheduled. I believed in Mike Tyson. I really want to back Mike Tyson in this fight. I mean, at 58 years old, the amount of strength and the amount of endurance and stamina you have to just train alone for this fight is just amazing for me. And I love that story for him, a 58-year-old coming and smoking a person that's, you know, half his age. So I love that storyline. And for that, I might have to back Mike Tyson here.
Yeah, our very own Giovanna Scroggins in Dallas. You know, Giovanna, both Tyler, myself, and Zayd were talking. This fight has got a lot of buzz, in the Northeast, Midwest, around the country. Who doesn't have Netflix? I mean, they're putting up goofy numbers. It's not like it's a pay-per-view. I mean, you got to have a Netflix subscription, and they're going to get a whole bunch of additional accounts open tonight just for this sheer fight in itself. Two NFL games coming up on Christmas Day on Netflix. This is where we're headed with our consumption of content, sports, live, otherwise, whatever. Here's my take or my thoughts. Are you surprised at all how much buzz this gained starting like on Monday or Tuesday, and incrementally it's gone up each and every day, which is not uncommon, but this fight didn't have any buzz, and then all of a sudden it just took off. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. And I think the big part of that is just how they're marketing this fight. I think the fact alone that it's on Netflix is intriguing to a lot of people. So they're like, oh, it's on Netflix, might as well watch it. But I do know a lot of people that think this fight's going to be a complete flop and it's not worth their time tuning in and watching it. So I feel like there's, you know, two ends of the stick here. But just the marketing alone and like Jake Paul being his character itself. And then obviously, in my opinion, that slap yesterday was a little bit staged. But just that alone, I think, you know, that was just... all in all, the strategy to get more people watching this fight.
No doubt. So I guess I want to say this. Boxing has a reputational problem. You know, fights being rigged, staged weigh-in incidents like we saw with the slap yesterday. I concur with that 1,000%. Still thought it was funny. It just goes to show you. Wrestling on the weekends as a kid, we all know it was fake, but my God, it put up unbelievable numbers. Here's what I want to say. Boxing's got a stigma. So, either way, we're going to hear the fix was in. I'm calling for a draw tonight. I really am. I'm calling for an absolute draw. And it's going to leave people sitting there scratching their head. So let's go around the horn. We'll start with you, Tyler, then you, Giovanna. How do you see this one going? Tyler, make a pick. Let me hear.
I'm rocking with what I want. And it's a Mike Tyson knockout of Jake Paul in the first three rounds.
Yeah, I'm right behind you, Tyler. Rocking with what I want, but also, like I said earlier, I love the story of Mike Tyson coming in and smoking this guy at 58 years old.
All right, let's turn our attention to the other occupant of AT&T, and that's the Cowboys. How much worse can it get, Giovanna? I mean, Prescott's gone for the year. It's Cooper Rush's team. Jerry Jones has got to find a way to swallow that Big Mac-sized ego is his. Let's get some football people in there making decisions. I mean, this is really a franchise which has really been the standard, the gold standard. No matter what you say, the Cowboys have been the gold standard. And they have fallen off that curve so incredibly such. So you tell us, it's in your backyard. Where are the Cowboys going to turn now? How are they going to pivot off this disastrous 2024 season? Let's hear.
I mean, the only pivot I see is maybe giving Trey Lance a shot and giving him some snaps and giving him some play time. I don't think it could hurt. I think it actually is good for them given the position they're in. Cooper Rush in their last game against the loss to the Eagles had 45 total yards. You're telling me 45 total yards versus Jalen Hurts is 202 yards. That is baffling and honestly just sad, super sad. So the Cowboys, they have nothing to lose. Play Trey Lance, get him some snaps. Let's see what the kid can do. And outside of that, just do what you can. I mean, it's bad. Focus on the draft. That's what we're looking at right now.
I want to run a quick little segment with you. It's called Better or Worse. And I'm going to, the Cowboys, are they in a better or worse situation than the teams I'm going to list off moving forward, you know, looking at next season and ahead? Cowboys or Giants, who's in a better situation?
I think Cowboys are better.
Moving forward?
Moving forward, yes.
New York Jets.
Jets, I think, are in a better situation moving forward. They have an actual good team. They just need to get rid of their quarterback, in my opinion.
The Falcons.
Ooh, Falcons, I think, are better than Cowboys right now moving forward, too.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers 100% better than Cowboys.
Who do you think's in the worst situation in the league right now moving forward?
Worst situation, you got to look at the Panthers, the Giants, and the Cowboys. The Panthers, just their record are low, and just the football they play, got to turn it around. The Giants, they have a amazing team around them. Their quarterback is solely the problem. I mean, you have great players on that team. You went out, you got Malik Neighbors, obviously sold the bed when it comes to Saquon, but the Giants have a really good team around them. They just need a new quarterback.
So hear me out here. I think that the Giants are going to obviously have a terrible season and draft a quarterback, which is going to ultimately alleviate their main issue. Looking forward at the Cowboys, you know, they have the most expensive quarterback in the league who's out for the season, one of the most expensive receivers in the league in CD, and Parsons is coming up on a contract with a head coach that's going out the door and an owner that's completely incompetent. I mean, I don't know how the Cowboys got here. You know, America's team, looking even at the beginning of the season, I don't think anybody expected this. I think outside, I'm not even considering the Panthers an NFL team right now. I think the Cowboys are in a worse situation than the Giants moving forward, strictly because of what they have to spend more on Parsons or trade him. And we've had that discussion. So, you know, are you kind of aligning with me on that, or am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. Jerry Jones came out and flatly said Micah Parsons isn't going anywhere. I think Micah Parsons wants to stay as well. So unfortunately, my theory of what would be a good move for the Cowboys is not going to be good. My question to both of you, Tyler and Marty, is do you think Prescott could be done in a couple seasons? I mean, this is what, his fourth, fifth kind of low-key major injury?
Well, I think he's going to be traded to the Jets. I think Rodgers is done, and he's going to someone like the Jets.
But Rodgers told the New York Press yesterday he's coming back, and I think he will, and they're too stupid to they're not smart enough to just cut the cord and let him ride off into the sunset. Here's what I do know, guys. The elephant in the room in all these situations, not so much Carolina, but the coaching situation. I mean, that's where I want to start. Belichick is out there. I mean, Belichick's getting a job. This TV thing's been great for him, but guess what? It's not going to have a second year. He's going to be back on the sidelines. I put the leader as the Giants. I think the Cowboys are going to have to kick the tires. There's no way they can bring McCarthy back, Giovanna, or can they?
No, there's absolutely no way. There are some rumors going around. I think Dion responded to some of his comments and shut it down. But there were rumors about Dion possibly coming to the Cowboys, but I think he loves where he's at right now. But yes, McCarthy's out of there next season, and if I mean, it wouldn't be shocking to me if he wasn't out of there, but he needs to be.
All right. Listen, good work. Enjoy the scene there in Dallas tonight, Giovanna. We'll talk to you tomorrow night right off Mockingbird, SMU and Boston College. You're going to be front row over there. We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And pony up, go Mustangs.
All right, you got it. There you go. And she's not objective, and I don't blame her. She went to school there. She's pulling for the Stangs. Good job out of her.
I'm not biased.
Yeah, that's right. You're good. All right, Tyler, you stick right there. We got a 2-minute drill coming up. We'll go inside the numbers and see what you're thinking about the weekend games on college football. Believe it or not, again, if I can only watch one, that's SMU. I want to see more of this version of the Pony Express. They are outstanding. We come back here. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez as well. Danny Ogden off today. We're coming right back here on Sports Weekend.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, let's go inside the numbers real quick here. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. Dominic Jimenez with us as well. Thanks for his effort today on a day he normally has off. I like the Bills. I think this is a real bellwether game for them. They got to win this game. They got to paste one on Kansas City, make a statement. And I like the Steelers to I just love what Tomlin's doing. And I right now, I'd sign up. If you gave me the Steelers and L.A. Chargers in the AFC Championship game, I'd sign for that. Two defensive teams playing some smash mouth football. I would love it. I like the Steelers and I like the Bills. How about that? Let me hear.
I'm riding with the Bills this week too. I think it's a needed win for them to just mentally tell themselves that they can beat the Chiefs, you know, and ultimately they're going to face them in the playoffs. So you'd rather go into the game with a win against them than not. And they'll most likely be playing in Kansas City. So you got to get them at home, but that's going to be an unbelievable game. This Ravens-Steelers game is also, for me, my favorite game of the weekend. I am going to ride with Baltimore at -3, though. I'm going to be on the other side of that one. Another really intriguing one, we talked about it earlier, the Bears and the Packers.
Yeah.
Packers are a 5.5-point favorite. I don't know. A lot of times we see these coaches get kicked out the door, and you know the team responds, and they feel free. Something that DJ Moore said in a press conference was that, you know, when they wanted to make adjustments, they had to wait until halftime. And I think that's very telling of the season that they've had thus far. And I'm expecting a very different Bears team this week. I think I'm going to rock with the Bears at +5.5.
I like that. And here's what I want to say. Because if they don't, and let's say the Packers go in there and hang a 31-10, 31-13, bushwhacking on the Bears, the bottom's coming off. This is a absolute gotta-have game. I mean, forget about emotional or anything else. This, they got to win the football game. The Bears have to win because the season at 4-5 is not lost. And at 5-5, they could be poised to make a run.
Kingsbury going to be their next coach?
Could be. Very well could be. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Dom, thanks to you. Thanks to Giovanna Scroggins. Thanks to Zaid Hussein and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. We'll catch you tomorrow night, 7 Eastern, till 10 on Sports Weekend. Adios.